Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Three Bedrooms, One Corpse by Charlene Harris, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. My career as a real estate salesperson was short and unofficial, but not uneventful. It started in the lobby of Eastern National Bank at 9:30 on a weekday morning, with my mother glancing at her tiny, expensive gold watch. "I can't make it," she said, with controlled savagery. A person who couldn't manage her appointments was inefficient in my mother's estimation, and to find herself coming up short in that respect was almost intolerable. Of course, her dilemma was not her fault. "It's those Thompsons," she said furiously. "Always late. They should have been here 45 minutes ago. Late for their own house closing." She stared down at her tiny, elegant watch as if she could change its reading by the force of her will. Her slim, crossed legs were jiggling with impatience, one navy pump-shod foot swinging back and forth. When she got up, there might be a hole in the bank's ersatz oriental carpeting. I sat beside her in the chair I would vacate for Mrs. Thompson when and if she showed up. A couple standing up Ada Brattle Tea Garden, Queensland, for their own house closing was simply amazing. The Thompsons were gutsy, or so rich they wore an impervious armor of self-assurance. "What are you going to be late for?" I was eyeing her crossed legs enviously. My own legs will never be long enough to be elegant. Actually, my feet couldn't even touch the floor. I waved at two people I knew in the time it took my mother.